I call him a city dude.
And if a country person goes into town, what might the town people call him behind his back?
Country Ike.
A country what?
Ike. Okay.
Let's see. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is black?
Negro.
And let's see now, if you were mad with a Negro and you thought he was trifling and no good, how might you refer to him?
Well, you know, we're not used to the
referring
to people like that, but I noticed they call them niggers.
Uh-huh.
They'll refer to them.
Of course, since you don't have any around here, you just don't have anything to do with them, really.
No, we've not had any association with them.
Let's see now. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to?
White.
Okay. Now, if a white person got mad with a Negro, he might call him a nigger. Now, if a Negro got mad with a white person, do you know of any insulting words he might call him behind his back?
Low down white trash.
Okay. That pretty well covers it, I guess. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully, what, about it?
Angry.
Suppose a man had been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, well, suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child
had a fever.
Yeah. Now, what's the just the
illness?
Okay.
Illness.
So now, if you made a complete sentence out of that, you'd say the nurse sent the child home early because the child
became ill at school.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In the stomach.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
This is another one that I don't think is used in the South. Let's see, what do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what's going to get you?
Well, for long years, they said the boogeyman will get you.
Okay. Now, is the boogeyman the same thing as the devil, or are they two different things?
I don't know.
You never saw it, huh?
No. That's just an expression that people use. But I don't know what they meant by it.
I know. My mother used to say it to me, and I knew I don't think it was the devil, as far as I was concerned. How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far?
Carry or lug.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water, and it can draw its four legs and its head and tail into its shell?
A turtle.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing that lives on land?
Whether you can say a terrapin or a hard shell turtle.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
The insides. Like the back, like the ribs? Or
no, like the entrails.
Entrails. Oh, we never did use those, but they were called. I boarded with a lady once. I fixed those and ate them, but I forgot once.